Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Levi here, and together we're going to go through a journey of preparing for the Yomim Neroyim, for Sukkos, through sharing ideas and insights on Tishrei in Halacha and Machshava. So today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's the first day of the month of Elul, and I want to share with you a nevuah that's in the book of Chagi that actually was said and was given on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and perhaps connected to the whole idea and the whole journey of Elul. So the first pasuk, the book of Chagi says, "B'shash shtayim u'dayovish hamelech," in the second year of King Darius, "B'chodesh hashishi," in the sixth month, "B'yoyim echad l'chodesh," on the first day of the month, which is the month of Elul, which means Rosh Chodesh Elul, "Hayodvar Hashem b'yad Chagai hanovi," the word of Hashem came by the hand of Chagai hanovi. And what was the nevuah? So in pasuk beis it says, "Koy Omer Hashem tzvoi slemer," so says Hashem, saying, "Ha'om hazeh omru," this nation has said, "Loi es boi es beis Hashem livnois," the time for building Hashem's beis hamikdash has not come. What's the context of this nevuah? So this nevuah was given, and the Jewish people were about to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, and there were those that were saying that now is not the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mefarshim explain why they said that, but the bottom line is Hashem was upset that why is this nation saying, "Loi eis Beis Hashem libonos," now is not the time to build the house of Hashem. And then the Navi goes and says further, "Koy Omer Hashem tzvoi simu levavchem al drachechem," set your heart to your ways, "alu ahor," go up to the mountain, "vavesem eitz," and bring wood, "uvnu abayis," and build the house. In other words, it wasn't just a nevuah, a general thing, it was actually an instruction, no, now is the time, go and build the second Beis HaMikdash. And then later, the pasuk says, "Vayoymer Chagai malach Hashem," the Malachus Hashem, Chagai, the messenger of Hashem, said as a message from Hashem, "La'om lemer," to the nation, saying, "Ani itchem nu'um Hashem," I am with you, so says Hashem. That's the nevuah that Hashem gave through Chagai Hanavi on Rosh Chodesh Elul in the second year of King Daryovish. Now we have a rule, the Gemara tells us, that the Nevi'im over time had many prophecies. Hashem constantly communicated with them. But of course, not all of them were written down. So which ones were written down? The ones that were hutzrichal l'doiros, the ones that are needed for all future generations. Those are the ones that are written down in the book of Nevi'im. So the question is, what does this Nevuah have to do with us in all generations, including our generation? Of course, we want to build the Beis HaMikdash, but we actually can't until Mashiach comes. The Rambam says that pretty clearly, that you need a Mashiach in order to build the third Beis HaMikdash. So what's the message here? And also, what's the connection to Rosh Chodesh Elul? Why does it specifically tell us that this Nevuah was said on Rosh Chodesh Elul? And the Mefarshim explain as follows. The real question here, the real problem here, is not just about the physical Beis HaMikdash. It's about the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. We know that we are all a Beis HaMikdash. V'asili mikdash v'shachanti b'soichah. We are supposed to make our life, our homes, our bodies, our lives, a place for Hashem to dwell, for Hashem to live. Everything we do is supposed to be an expression of our avodas Hashem. However, comes a point where we fall and we don't do what we're supposed to. And our Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We're just coming from the month of Av, where the physical Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but it also represents our spiritual Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Our neshamas are damaged through the things which we did wrong. And perhaps this year we can add, our spirit is damaged, our hope is damaged, our positive perspectives have been damaged due to everything that's been happening. So we say, "Loi eis boi es beis Hashem li'ibonis." Now is not the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, it comes in Elul, where the whole idea of Elul is that we have to do tshuva, and we have to change, we have to come close to Hashem again, and we have to reconnect, and we have to have emunah and bitochen, that Hashem will bless us with a good year. And we say, no, we can't. "Loi eis boi es beis Hashem li'ibonis." Now is not the time to rebuild our own Beis HaMikdash, our personal spiritual Beis HaMikdash. We can't do it. We feel like we're in a situation where we can't do it. So therefore Hashem sends a nevuah on Rosh Chodesh Elul, at the beginning of this whole journey, Biyad Chagai HaNavi, that it's wrong what they're saying. Loy eis bo eis beis Hashem li'ibonis. How can it be that Yidden are saying such a thing? Koy Omer Hashem, go up into the mountain, take the wood, build the base, build the house. In other words, you could do it. It's Chodesh Elul. Now is the time to rebuild. We just came from Av, where the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Now it's the time to rebuild, to reconnect, to do tshuva. But then we say it's very hard. It's very difficult. We feel like we're very far. We feel like we've been broken spiritually, emotionally. We're in a very hard space right now to reconnect. Comes the Navi and says, Vayoymer Chagai Malach Hashem, Malachus Hashem. That Chagai, the messenger of Hashem, says as a message from Hashem, La'om, to the nation. Lamer saying, Ani itchem nu'um Hashem. I am with you, so says Hashem. What we have to remember is that when we go into Elul, yes, it's up to us to do the work, and it's up to us to do tshuva. But Hashem is with us. The Melech is basada. The Melech, the King, Melech Malchei Amlochim, the King of Kings, is close to us. He's loving us. He's showing us Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. He's called Doidi. He's called our beloved. It's a Chodesh Harachamim. It's a month of closeness, of reconnection, where Hashem allows us back in. We have to remember that Itchem Oni Nu'um Hashem, that Hashem says, I am with you. Yes, it's up to you. You have to go and get the wood. You have to rebuild your spiritual Beis HaMikdash. You have to do the work. But remember that I'm with you along the way, that I will always be with you. And yes, I understand Hashem says that it's hard, but I'm with you, and therefore you can do it. So that's the message that we're being told in Rosh Chodesh Elul as we go, as we begin this journey, that we can do it, we have the koyach to do it, we just have to put in a little bit of work. And definitely when Hashem sees that we're trying our best, He will bless all of us with a ksiva v'achsima toiva, l'shana toiva, o'misuka. Have a wonderful day.